The Gemara Masechta, needed daf lamar mebeis, describes how a child looks in the womb of its mother. The Gemara says, Darish Rav Samloi, Lama havlad doime b'mayimai, how does a child look in its mother's womb? The pinchas shemekupel amunach, like a folded piece of paper, yodav ashtetzdov, his hands on the two sides of his forehead, v'shtei hatzil of his elbows, ashtei akvoisov, are on his knees, v'shtei akevav ashtei akvoisov, his heels are bent backwards, v'roshe munach leben b'krov, and his head is between his knees, upiv sosum, his mouth is closed, v'taburai pasuch, and his navel is open. He eats what his mother eats. He drinks what his mother drinks. And he doesn't expel any waste. That toxic material could kill his mother. Once he comes out, what was closed till now is open. What was open till now is closed. His mouth is opened, his mouth is opened, and his navel is closed. Shemalekain, not for that, any yochalich is a filish achas. And continues the Gemara to describe, v'ned dolik al roishoy, and he has a candle lit over his head, umabit misoyfa oilam v'tsoyfa, and he sees from one end of the world to the other. Shnema behiloi neira al roishoi la'orech elecha choshech. Eoiv describes the time that he was in his mother's womb. Val tama, and this ability to see from one side of the world to the other side of the world is something that we can relate to. Sheik Adam Yoshin Khan Faroy Halon Basfanya. We can have a person sleeping in one place and he could see to the other side of the world. So Chassam Sofer explains that what the Gemara here is referring to is the neshama. When a child is in its mother's womb, he only has a neshama. And he says that's the comparison to when a person is sleeping, his gashmius shuts down, and explains the Chassam Sofer that what this means is that when there is no gashmius, when there is no guf to encumber the purity of a Jew's neshama, he could see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. And continues the Gemara, v'en l'cha yodim sh'odim shar b'toiva. There is no time that a person has it better than those days. As Eve comes, continues to say, halavai, I could continue such a wonderful life. Because says the Gemara, how do we know that Eve is referring to that part of his life? Because at what point of our lives do we have months without years? Pregnancy is counted in months, not in years. And again, the morale explains what makes those days so super special. What makes this super special is that those are the days that he doesn't have to worry about gashmius. Those are the days that there is no gashmius in the world disturbing his ability to grow in ruchnius. And says the Gemara, umlamdem oisai kol ha-Torah kula. And as he says in his mother's womb, they teach him the entire Torah. Shenem v'yireini v'yomili yismach divrei lipcha shema v'tzei tzma mitzvoise v'chayei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught me all of the Torah. Says the one, my, what do we have to bring another pasuk? Novi Hudakama, that it's just Shlomo Melech speaking about his father David. Tashma b'soid alokai alokai. I was in the soid alokai. I was learning the Torah. So of course, the Mefarshim tried to all explain why indeed do they teach this child in its mother's womb kol haTorah kula. So the Aruch on there says, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, that they make him swear that he's going to fulfill the entire Torah. So he has to learn it, because you can't make a shvua that you're going to fulfill the Torah if you don't know what it's all about. Deit Yosef explains that, and this is the pshat that many Mefarshim follow, that a person can't understand something unless he is prepared. In other words, to come to a shir and understand the shir, you need to prepare for the shir. Here too, if a person is going to spend his life learning Torah, he needs to be prepared. So by teaching him the Torah, it's not something which is strange to him. In fact, the Noam HaLimelech explains that we're in this world to be Avdei Hashem, to serve Hashem. And if we weren't learning Torah before, we would never be able to understand, to fulfill our true obligation to be Avdei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it easy for us to be Avdei Hashem. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it easy for us to be Avdei Hashem? By preparing us before we come to this world, teaching us the entire Torah. The Maramshik and many Mefarshim follow this approach. Their approach is that, just like the minig is in many homes, that they light the candles, the husband or others light the candles, and then on Friday afternoon, and then they blow them out, and then Friday evening the candles are lit again. And the purpose for this is because it makes it easier to light the candles once they were lit and extinguished. So too, the way it's easier for a person to be able to learn Torah is by learning the Torah and then forgetting it, but it'll still be easier to learn the Torah. The Yaakov and other Mefarshim explain that the Gemara says that as soon as a person is born, the Yetzer Hara attaches himself to that person. But we know, as the Gemara says, Barasla Yetzer, Barasla Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. So we want that the person should have that antidote in his system before he gets born, the antidote connected to the Yetzer Hara. The Maimonides explains that the Gemara says, only people who are in the category of the Oichle Hamon are Zoicha to learn Torah. And therefore, when in our lives can a person be in the category of Oichle Hamon? That's when he's in his mother's womb, he has no worries. As the Gemara just said, he eats from what his mother eats. He lives off completely off his mother. And the Ben Yoyada takes the same approach, and the Maral takes the approach, it's something that we've been discussing, that we want to have a child who lives in a world of pure Ruchnius learning Torah. Once he's going to come to this world, he won't have such a life of pure Torah. And because he won't have a life of pure Torah, we want him to have one experience of Torah that's not connected to Gashmius. And how does he have such an experience? When he's in his mother's womb, learning Torah without anybody interrupting.